Welcome to Conscious Millionaire Podcast, show number 647. Special guest today, Ryan Long, will be discussing how you can build a fundraising business. And I have a special offer for high-achieving entrepreneurs, business owners, consultants who feel 100% driven right now to create radical results this year. You want to help more people put more money in the bank and enjoy more time off. You're ready to play bigger, and I want to help you. Give me a call now at 800-489-9496. Again, that's 800-489-9496.
For my clients, it's their mission, their vision. I always advocate for my clients to be as open to humanity as possible. If we're going to serve, let us serve humanity, and that's across the board. That is a principle of advancing community.
This is Conscious Millionaire, the podcast for you, the conscious entrepreneur who wants to make a positive impact by building a profitable business every Monday through Friday with your host, business coach, marketing expert, and best-selling author, J.V. Crum III. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter at J.V. Crum to receive free training and gifts from our guests.
This is JV, and I have a special offer for high-achieving entrepreneurs, business owners, consultants who feel 100% driven right now to create radical results this year. You want to help more people put more money in the bank and enjoy more time off. You are ready to play bigger, and I want to help you. Give me a call now at 800-489-9496. Again, that's 800-489-9496. Call me at 800-489-9496. Hello, this is your coach, J.V. Crum III, and welcome to you from wherever you're listening. This is the show for service businesses, coaches, and consultants who want to rapidly grow your business, make a positive impact, and reach your first million. And we have millions of listeners in 180 countries around the globe, but I want you to know right now, you are the most important listener because you showed up, and you didn't show up for me or my guest. The truth is you showed up for yourself because you're ready to take another step forward to becoming a conscious millionaire. And we're here to support you with this show and our guests. So welcome to Conscious Millionaire Show. And a big thank you to our listeners and friends in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Los Angeles, California. Now, you're going to want to stay tuned because I have a great show for you today. My featured guest is an expert in fundraising, and we're going to be discussing how he built a fundraising business. And a reminder that later in the show, our guest has an amazing business-building gift for you, and he'll be revealing his three golden nuggets. Help me welcome our featured guest. He's the founder of the City Summit and galas. Their vision is to advance community through humanitarian events. The City Summits feature a series of inspiring discussions from celebrities and influential individuals that have overcome adversity. And the galas feature keynote discussions on topics related to philanthropic endeavors. My guest today is Ryan Long. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, JV. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me.
Well, you know, let's give us a special shout out to Greg Reed. He's got The Secret Knock. He's written something like 36 books. He's been on the show a couple of times, and he connected us. So, you know, a special shout out to you, Greg. And Ryan, you know, that was my formal introduction, but how would you describe yourself in your own words?
I'm a humanitarian, a person that loves to connect with people. And I would describe myself as someone that came from very, very humble beginnings, hit rock bottom, turned to personal development books and coaching and tapes and advice, and really began to search within to find out who I actually am so that my authentic self can come out.
Well, I love the vision. So let's start with that point. Why did you begin the City Summit and Galas?
Well, in particular, I went through a series of painful things while growing up that led me into feeling a state of a poverty mindset, into misbehavior. I had several run-ins with the law. I come from a very conservative family. So my poor little grandma, my poor mom and grandfather that were the backbone of my support are watching me tear my life apart. And it was only after I really hit rock bottom, I had a second failed engagement of a girl that I was very much in love with. I moved into my grandma's house. And from that very room, I began to discover who I am and what it is that I really wanted to do. So I created a vision board. And on that vision board, it seemed that contribution and connection were my highest values. And I followed those high values into my new career.
So let's kind of delve down in. First of all, the City Summit. Tell us about that, and then how often are those, and how does this relate to fundraising so that we have a full picture of what it is you decided to build?
Absolutely. Well, my background started off as a nightclub promoter. And so there's a big evolution between being a nightclub promoter and someone that would like to work with charitable organizations.
So, you know, we hear that a lot, nightclub promoter, and it sounds kind of cool and sexy, and it sounds like LA is the place for you to be, or Miami, one of those two places. But what exactly does a nightclub promoter do?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I wore sunglasses in a nightclub. I invited out hot, sexy girls to parade around. I, you know, made a lot of cash and thought I was very cool. And it is definitely a part of my personal growth, but it is not something that I really truly say that I'm proud of at this moment anymore.
Well, but you know, all of us on our path, you know, evolve. And we have to go through, you know, when I made my first million, and there was 25 in a four-story home and, you know, the Mercedes, initially it was all ego. You know, I just want to get my million. I want my great lifestyle. Fortunately, it only took me 3 months that I looked out one day and realized that something was missing. And I went off on a journey to find it. And it was the meaning part. It was the contribution part. It was doing something that mattered, that had a higher vision. And then I, you know, that brought me to sell the first company because I was not feeling any of those things for it. And I said, I got to go find my vision. I got to go find why I'm on earth. And so if I hadn't gone through that first piece, I wouldn't have gotten to the second. And I think it's important that we appreciate our evolution. So then you came to this new place, your new pivot.
Yes, absolutely. There was that same sort of evolution. And the summit, in particular, I modeled after an event that I did at the United Nations, where I brought together over 50 speakers on the topic of innovation and technology. And the goal was, we were in partnership with, this was at the UN General Assembly, and we were in partnership with UNDESA. And there's these 17 sustainable UN goals. If you go to globalgoals.org, you can read all about them. And the 2015 delegation of the United Nations got together to write down what these goals should be. And they're things like clean water initiatives, education, ending world poverty, and so forth. And so through doing that summit, I found the need to do another summit. And to give you an idea, our city summit and our city gala are on the same weekend of the Grammy Awards each year. And so I felt like, why not do a day of inspiring stories where all of these celebrities who don't usually like to talk about their vulnerabilities or their overcoming of adversities, they don't really usually relish diving into those painful areas. Let's ask some celebrities and high net worth individuals, billionaires, that have gone from rags to riches to talk about overcoming adversity, because it inspires those people that are aspiring entrepreneurs. Maybe they've made their first million, maybe they've made their first 500,000, but they want to continue to grow. and they're feeling those growing pains, I believe this is a useful subject matter. And relating it to the fundraising apparatus is that only the high-level admission buyers of the city gala, which takes place the following day after the summit, can go to the summit.
Ah, so there's a special perk. And how do you tie all that to having a business? How do those pieces come together? Because I get the heart space, I get having these amazing events, but how do you make money out of it, and how do nonprofits make money out of it? How do organizations that you want to fund, how did they all come together? How did you put those pieces together?
That's an excellent question. Well, it all starts from the charitable organization, and I have an application process for organizations that would like to be promoted through the City Gala. The function of our business is that we help nonprofit charitable organizations get their launch and their seed funding so that they can go about doing their good mission and vision, as long as it aligns with our vision of advancing community. In essence, there's nothing
divine. So the nonprofit is, in essence, your client.
Exactly. Yes, that's correct. And so once we have the nonprofit in mind, let's say it is a youth mentorship program that has an initiative to assist young entrepreneurs by coaching, training, and mentoring them. And it's a non-for-profit. And so you take that idea, and what I said to myself was, well, you know, who's the perfect person to speak at an event like that? I have this client. I'm going to ask Sir Richard Branson if he would be our keynote speaker at the event. So guess what ends up happening? Sir Richard Branson comes out and he gives a wonderful, inspiring talk. It attracts many other high net worth individuals and, of course, other celebrities that would like to come out and enjoy the build the awareness of the program. And we've now launched the program into success and move on to the application for the following year.
And so when somebody, I'm sure you're asking this question to yourself, so I'm just going to ask it. So when somebody like Branson comes, so does he come with a fee or does he come as a volunteer?
He comes as a volunteer. And oftentimes what we do in order for our hosts or anyone that commits way out in front is we offer to share proceeds with a nonprofit of their choice.
Gotcha. So it benefits him in that it furthers the cause that he believes in as well.
Absolutely. So I believe in sharing and making win-win scenarios. And so Virgin Unite, which is his nonprofit charitable organization, was a beneficiary of the event as well.
So you bring all this together, you get the celebrities. I would imagine there's massive networking and all that process, but it really helps to be in LA where everybody is kind of located. And you put on this event. Is this once a year, twice a year?
The City Summit and Gala take place once a year. It's not the only event that I do. It's my focus, though.
And so since we're looking at your business and how you grew it, and even if you're not getting into a fundraising business, there's a lot of pieces here that you could think about and bring into yours. First of all, this was a bold initiative. So how did you get the motivation to say, I'm just going to go for something? And it's something that is from what I know, there's nothing out there exactly like this. So how did you get that boldness to like go out there and you say, I don't know all these people, but I'm going to figure out how to do this?
That's a great question. And it comes from the strength of hitting rock bottom, absolute rock bottom, and tearing away all of the I would say finances. I didn't have any finances. I didn't have anything. What I had was these personal development books. And I decided to use all my resources and focus into this humanitarian area. And so I created this vision board, and I had noticed it was during the time where there was a big disaster relief going on in the Philippines, and I had noticed the good work that the Clinton Foundation was doing, and Bill Clinton in particular had been speaking at multiple events, and so I put him on my vision board. And guess what? I reached out to them and I said, hey, I have a vision for something that I believe would be useful both for the Clinton Foundation and for my new client. Would you guys be willing to take part? And after, of course, some back and forth, he agreed to come and speak and be honored at that event. It was called Unite for Humanity, and the client was Unite for Good.
So you just said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to research. I'm going to look into my personal development. I love vision boards. I love visualization. You know, this is the kind of stuff I do. I do it with clients. And you just decided to go for it. And yeah. I want to congratulate you because so many people would have stopped right there.
Right. Make no mistake about it. There were no funds. There were funds needed. There was not a infrastructure or corporation in place for me myself at the time. This was a vision. I decided to act on the vision, and I had faith that by dreaming big, I would attract other big dreamers. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, you know, I want to give you a challenge today, because if Ryan can do it, you can too, because he's shown you there's a model and he just told you exactly how he went about it. So if there's something that you're sitting there and you're going, you know, there's just like not just a little bit bigger. There's a real big change that I'd like to make in my contribution level, in what I'm building, what I'm growing with my life. I want to challenge you to ask yourself, what would be your first step? How would you start getting that out there, and to go ahead and put together a vision board? Vision boards are amazing, you know, and have that vision board of what would it look like, and put everything on it, and then start to visualize that this can happen, and you're the one who can be the change maker that gets out in the world and creates this new vision and brings it into action. So as we look forward, where do you see yourself 3 years from now?
Well, I'd like to do the types of events that I do, like the City Gala, all over the world. And so my idea is to expand, to bring events like the City Gala and the City Summit. I'm going to go back to United Nations Week each year, because all the world leaders are flying in from all over the world. And I believe that there's a welcome opportunity when people of that nature are gathering all in one spot. And so playing off of the past experience that I had at the United Nations General Assembly, I'd like to go back there over and over again. I see myself doing events like these in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, and all over the United States.
We're here with Ryan Long, who is an expert in fundraising and is the founder of the City Summit and Gala. We're going to be having all the links on our show notes as to how you can connect with the City Summit, the gala, if it appeals to you, so that you can reach out and become a part of this. And we've been discussing how to build fundraising businesses. Up next, we've got the gift giving and the conscious questions. This is JV, and I have a special offer for entrepreneurs, business owners, and consultants who are high achievers. You've had success, but it no longer fulfills you. In fact, right now, you're yearning for something more. You want to make an even bigger impact and bigger profits in 2017. If you feel 100% driven to create bigger results this year, you want to help more people, put more money in the bank, and enjoy more time off for you, then it's time for you to play bigger, and I want to help you. Give me a call now at 800-489-9496. That's 800-489-9496. Again, just give me a call at 800-489-9496. And if for any reason I'm not available, leave me a message including your name and phone number, and Would you do me a big favor and leave your phone number twice? Thanks, and I will personally call you back. Welcome back. You're listening to The Conscious Millionaire Show. I'm your host, J.V. Crum III, and we're the show for you if you're a service business, coach, consultant, and you want to rapidly grow your business, make a positive impact with your business and life, and reach your first million. I'm here with our guest, Ryan Long, who's an expert in fundraising, and we've been discussing how to build a fundraising business and his two events, the City Summit and his gala. And before we go to today's business gift and have the conscious questions, I want to congratulate you for listening today, for showing up for yourself, because this show is designed, like all of our shows, to help you take another step forward on your path to becoming a conscious millionaire. And now it's time for the gift giving. Ryan, what is the gift that you have for everyone listening today?
Well, I'd love to assist any of the listeners and or if they know someone that has a startup, nonprofit, charitable organization and needs a 30-minute consultation with me to take them from building their board of advisors to advising them on their mission statement and overall strategy session on how to grow your non-for-profit into something that flourishes.
I love that. And so here's the way to get signed up for that consultation. Right now, just go to consciousmillionaireshow.com. Click on the big gold image at the top of the page that says free gifts. Then you'll go in and you'll see the gift image that says 30-minute nonprofit charitable consultation. That's very generous, Ryan. And thank you so much for offering that.
It's my pleasure. I love talking about it. So it's absolutely my pleasure to do it.
Now it's time for the conscious questions. Ryan, what was one of your biggest successes? And most importantly, how did it change your mindset about what you could achieve with your life?
I think ultimately one of my biggest career successes is being able to put myself in a position to attract the biggest names in the world to come to my events and also raise funds and awareness for tiny little organizations that didn't exist or never would have existed without our event.
And how did that change your view about the future?
Well, about my future is that it gave me so much fulfillment to do both things, to bring these influential people that inspired everybody and also start these little baby nonprofits, that it gave me fulfillment in a way that I've never felt before, career-wise. And so now I know my future. My future is to build this, to grow this, and to continue on.
I love that. You know, you're learning so much about entrepreneurship. What are three golden nuggets that you could share that would help any entrepreneur listening today be more successful?
Well, the first one, I believe, would be authentic, be genuine. Speak in a genuine way and carry yourself with a genuine voice. The second would be train yourself in personal development, train yourself physically and mentally, spiritually, and emotionally so that endurance and fatigue never set in. And the third is when you're met with your greatest challenges, look at them as something that is going to propel you forward, because that's all that they are unless you give up.
You know, all of us have to get the right leads, and you certainly have to do that for your, you know, big charitable events. What is your top marketing secret for how you get those leads and the people to become involved, to get all these celebrities to get involved? How do you do that?
The way that I get celebrities involved is simply by asking them. I go to their manager, publicist, or agent, or someone that represents their foundation, their charitable organization, and I begin a conversation by writing a true and genuine letter that says why I think that them speaking at our event would be mutually beneficial in an arrangement, an opportunity that I'm presenting to them. And also, of course, it's going to be a great help for our organizations that we're assisting to start up.
And the two pieces I got out of that is that you ask the celebrities and yes. you give them a reason to become involved, that there's a benefit yes. to them.
Absolutely. And then the second piece, I believe, to what you're asking is how do you bring about the entire event? Well, that I would give to this gigantic team that we have to put together night and day. I'm either on the phone in meetings or video conferences with the top most influential people that I can get a hold of and asking them to either be a speaker at the summit, to join our host committee, to join our event, or become a board of advisors, because the most influential people bring the highest net worth clientele. Yeah. And when you're talking about raising money in the charitable space, obviously the people that are going to bid up on the auctions, buy the highest amount of tickets and so forth, are all high net worth individuals. And that's what we need. So it's an endless dialogue between me and the world's most influential people.
You know, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I focus on what I call the new entrepreneurial path to your first million, which is combining making both a big impact and big profits. What is that specific positive impact that you focus on getting for your clients?
For my clients, it's their mission, their vision. I always advocate for my clients to be as open to humanity as possible. Let me give you an example. One of the things that I will not do is I will not represent or take on a client that has a nonprofit or charitable organization that's specifically geared towards something that divides us as humanity. For example, I am mixed breed, half black and half white, half African American and half Caucasian. And a young man came to me and asked me about his black entrepreneurship program and his nonprofit that he was going to start up. My question to him was, why is it only black people that you would like to serve? And he said, well, because they need it most. And I said, that is the attitude and the reason that they need it most. And so if we're going to serve, let us serve humanity. And that's across the board. That is a principle of advancing community. That's one that I believe if you would like to establish equality, then talk about nothing but equality.
Well, I love that. And I think it's very bold for you to put that out and to own that because, you know, as we grow and we become more conscious, a lot of times we're seeing things differently than other people are. And we're and I think another piece of it is that you had to get clarity about what you stood for.
The truth is that there are a couple of things it's very easy to see if you take a look at the world news, if you take a look at communities, is that religion and race divide us. And they divide us in such a way. And specifically, I believe the founders of these religions or the leaders of any, let's say, racial community or someone that you would call a great example. Look, let's call Oprah a wonderful example for black entrepreneurs to aspire to. They in fact promote equality. They in fact don't. They've lost the mindset of talking about the specific need for these cultural divides. And I believe that the more that we learn about other people's culture, the better. And I absolutely am adamant that this world is a better place without the discussion of religion and or race as it relates to being an entrepreneur, a business, or someone that wants to make an impact in your community in the world.
Ryan, is there a book you'd like to recommend?
Yes. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote The Four Agreements. My favorite.
I love that book. It's orange. You cannot forget that it's an orange cover. And that's on my rereading list for this year. Your 30-second take, what does conscious mean to you, Ryan?
Conscious means the thing that unites us all. It means the awareness and the soul within. And I believe that the more that we align with our own consciousness and are centered and aware, the better we are.
And is there a legacy you want to leave?
I don't aspire to a legacy. I only aspire, I'm inspired by the activities that I do on a day-to-day basis.
And you know, I think many times our day-to-day activities really are our legacy that we're leaving, because we're leaving it on a day-to-day basis.
It's the truth.
Is there a cause that you want to give a shout out to?
International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation.
And we're going to have a link to them and everything from the show notes on ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. And that includes the information about the City Summit and the galas. I want to thank you for listening today, because this is the show specifically designed for you, the service business coach, consultant, who wants to rapidly grow your business, make a positive impact with your business and life, and reach your first million. I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire Show. And Ryan, thank you so much for being our guest today.
It's my pleasure, JV. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please join me for the next show, number 648, my good buddy Chris Miles, and we'll be discussing how you can work less and make more. This is JV, and I have a special offer for high-achieving entrepreneurs, business owners, consultants who feel 100% driven right now to create radical results this year. You want to help more people put more money in the bank and enjoy more time off. You are ready to play bigger, and I want to help you. Give me a call now at 800-489-9496. Again, that's 800-489-9496. Call me at 800-489-9496.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire, the show for entrepreneurs and coaches who want to increase profits and make a positive impact. The host, producer, owner of the show, and broadcast medias make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial advice is made in this show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors.